learning Briti Shalom. And Avraham, in the first chapter, in the beginning, page 37, he says like this. This is a period of time now that the falsehood is getting so strong in the world. The false
Sheker
in the world is growing very much. The lust for anything and everything is just in a hand reach, mamash. And it's very hard to even run away from it because it's right here. But on the other side, there's also a good side to this, that the shekel is revealed to everyone as shekel. Yeah? It's easier if you know that something is shekel, it's easier to run away from it. If you don't know, it's a problem.
But if you grow up with it and no one tells you that it's shekel.
Yeah, but if you have a Jewish soul, you can ask yourself questions. What's the point of what's going on here? Stop pleasures, then you die, and that's all finished. Impossible.
That's the insanity.
A lot of people do tshuva.
Well, people believe in religion. That's what they believe.
Well, either they'll commit suicide at a certain period of age because life is not always around pleasures, and a lot of sorrow in life. A lot more than pleasure in life is sorrow in life. Mm-hmm. Okay? Either they commit suicide, or they're going to find the truth, or be depressed.
Or they just live their life.
Drugs and alcohol.
They take drugs. They don't just live their life.
No.
They go to psychiatrists, and they have problems and issues. In Kazdaval. Someone without Hashem, you can't live a regular life. In Kazdaval. No such thing in the world. If someone tells you that, he's a liar. You go a little bit inside the family, go check out what's going on, you'll see exactly all the issues. Impossible. The only real life to live, a happy life, is life of emunah. Believing in Hashem. Whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, doesn't make a difference. Because the world is so filthy, so everyone's betraying everyone. Everyone's suing everyone, the world is ich. If someone doesn't see it clearly...
Look at the Hollywood stars.
Not so happy, are they?
You don't want to know what I've seen.
I don't want to know. You're right.
One of the bios of an actress who's pretty famous to get her a star role in a movie that we've seen at age 20, she said she has to go sleep with somebody from the production team to get the part.
Rosh Achetz. Mahu Rosh Achetz. But what's the head of all the bad? The head of the arrow. The head of all the bad in the world. Of all the bad, all the falsehood, all the filth in the world. Rosh Achetz Shel Kol Hara is the Yetzirah, the lust for the known lust. Like it says in the Zohar Kadosh, Sheikar Yetzirah. The Zohar says that the main Yetzirah and the main test a person has in this world, they have to go through in this world, is Dafka, the Inyan, the matters of Kedusha, and guarding the Brit. Like he says, Ikar Ditzabisha al Araim. Zohar says the main Yetzirah is regarding immorality. V'chen Uva B'Sichot Aran, Rabbeinu brings in the Sichot, in Sicha Kuftet Vav, 115. שעיקר הניסיון של האדם בעולם הזה, a person's main test in this world is in this lust, which is the lust for immorality. And even תאוות ממון, even lust for money, even though it's a very, very bad midah, which is, it's like worshipping idols, nevertheless, the main test is regarding this lust. And that's what Rabbi Natan writes in Nikutei Halachot, הלכות שלוחים הלכה ג' שזה דבר שידוע שכתוב בספרים. It's a known and famous thing, it's written in books, that the main test of a person in this world and the main to see where he's up to is regarding this type of ניוף. כי האדם נשלח לעולם רק בשביל הניסיון והבחירה. The only reason why we were sent to this world, you hear Yonatan? You know why you were here? You know why? Only to in order to withstand tests. And to have, with our free choice, okay? Free will. V'ikar nisayon shel adam, and the main test of a person in this world is dafka, if he can withstand this very difficult test of niyuf. The Rabbi Natan writes that all the troubles and all confusions that a person has, and all the machloket and the hiding of truth that there is in this world, is only because a person is not withstanding this test. When a person decides to, that he wants to work and he wants to start seeing the truth, start cleaning himself up, and start seeing the truth, you won't have so much confusions in life. You'll see it clearly what he needs to do in life. Dai tao yev, you have to know your enemy. Yeah, going to war, you have to know the enemy. V'inei ma she'amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, zechut hagen amen. And behold what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, that the ikar yetzara is the yetzara of arayot, of immorality. Muchachin la'avin hatev. We have to understand this well. שזה לא חידוש של רבי שמעון או דבר שהתחיל רק בזמן רבי שמעון. It's not a חידוש של רבי שמעון ויוחאי, or something that began in his generation. Rather, it began from the creation. When the Creator created the world, the first yitzhara of a person, the first yitzhara in the world was regarding this lust. For the lust for a woman, like a Chazal teach, that the chet of Adam HaRishon, that he ate from the tree of the knowledge, it began from the fact that the serpent, with a T, the serpent tore Adam and Chava together, and then he had a taiva to also be with Chava. He saw them, and then he wanted also. Therefore, he gave Chava the advice, the bad advice, to eat from the tree, and he was hoping that that way Adam Rishon will be killed, and then he'll be able to be with Chava. That's what Chazal teach us. Right? So we see that the source, the beginning of all evil in the world, began with this lust. Okay? It all began in this. That's why Yetzirah has another name. It's called Zuhamat Anachash. The Zohar brings it many, many, many times. Zuhamat Anachash, the filth of the serpent. The filth that the serpent put into Chava. It doesn't stop over there.
But he was on two legs, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was like a person almost. He was very, very intellect and intelligent and talking and.
He was green.
What?
He was green.
Green color.
Yeah.
Snakes are all kinds of colors. I don't know what color he was. Hanachash Kadmoni. But Hashem cut his feet.
But his face doesn't look like a human.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had a human face also? Not today. Today is not such a human. Oh, he gets smushed from rolling around. He learned in the Kumbali, maybe in the Zohar it says, I don't know exactly. I didn't learn everything in the Zohar. Only a little bit I learned. I learned in Pasha Turma now.
He was a human. Why would they put him in Adam and Chava?
Where'd they put him?
Huh?
Where'd they put them?
Ganeden, no?
For the test.
Why all these adultery?
Anyways, we see Sefer Bereshit, of course, further on afterwards, Ador HaMabu, the generation of the flood, right? It says in the Pasuk, Vahik Yechel Adam Larov Apnei Adama, when man became a lot on the face of the earth, and they took women from whatever they chose, also married women. They went and they took whatever they wanted. You see? So that's what the Taiva. Main type was around. Alright, also the animals were mixing up, and also Chazal say that also from the, it was also, they had the sin of Atzad Zera Levatala, spilling the seed. And later on, you see by Avraham Avinu that he went to Egypt, immediately he was worried about Sarah, that they took her to that. They were, he's afraid they're going to kill him if he says she's there, his wife. And by Avimelech also, twice. The Kitzu, it says, Rak en irat Elokim, makom hazeh v'arguni. If there's no irat shamayim in this place, they're going to kill me because of my wife. And we see that the Ikar irat shamayim also is regarding this taiva, because they were big tzaddikim, these people. They're not going to go have relations with a married woman. So they have to make her not married. How do you do that? You kill the husband. Man, she's not married anymore. right? Also with Yitzchak, and also with Dina and Shechem, and then Yosef HaTzadik in Eshes Potiphar, and then the golden calf. The Chazal say that the only reason why they did the calf is, you know, to permit their sisters to them, so they'd be able to at least with their families. Okay, and then Sefer Midian. Say the war with Midian, that was because of the girls, and instead in Shoftim also by Shimshon Agibo and Delila and the whole story over there, and also the story with Pilegesh Bagiva, the horrible, horrible story. You know the story over there?
I heard the name.
Pilegesh Bagiva. That.
What's the story?
I'm not going to say the whole story over here. Whatever they all. He took this lady and whatever they did, and afterwards Am Yisrael killed almost all of the tribe of Binyamin because of that. And this is only part of it. You're just bringing part things. If you want, you can look deeper into it.
On the internet.
You can look on the internet, but if they bring pictures of what exactly happened, so there's a problem. They could. Okay. Alright, so let's understand. This lust, people think, oh, just in this generation. No. It was always. It was from the beginning of the world until today. It's not from Rabbeinu or from Yeshua by Yochai or something. And that was from the beginning until today. Okay. And what happens today is Amash, the peak of the problem already. Right? Everything around it, the whole world, everything, every advertisement, everything is around sexuality. Everything. The whole industry of the world.
Okay? That's what sells.
That's what sells, exactly. You see how much the taiva is. Okay. Rav Aruch says there, from the creation of the world, along the generations, Am Yisrael. They were aroused about the Torah and the mitzvahs and keeping everything, but they did not understand how much a person needs to work to nullify this specific lust. Because it's the main yetzara. What's the point of working on something else, which is not the basic? First you work on the basic. You work on the foundations, you'll destroy everything. Okay? It's the hardest work, but it's worth it. And a person has to put all his power on this, to nullify this completely. And not just to be, I'm a kosher Jew, I'm fine, I'm okay. No, to be fire. Right? To be clean completely. Not to care. Amash, a man and woman should be in his eyes the same thing. Okay?
I'm sorry, I just came, my wife did not, I just came.
And we have to do it. We have, for us it's easier because our Father is holy. Who's our Father? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says, be holy because I'm holy. So Rabbi Tzvi Baruchov says that it's like a person who wants to be a merchant. He wants to buy wood or whatever. Now, if his father works in the wood company, so it's much easier for him to get in. If his father's not there, so work a lot harder. So our father, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is in the Kedusha company, so we can get into there much easier without Hashem. So that was Bruti Shalom. Now a little bit of.